Most of us, cell phone. Most of us, maybe surf the internet. Some of us, email. Some of us still write letters to stay connected, or cards. Is it important to stay connected? It's important to stay connected with one another. But yes, sometimes we want to disconnect. Yes? In a world that is changing so fast, so quickly, information is being fed to us 24/7. And many of us might come home and say, wow, I've had enough. And I just want to be. But I believe the Bible and Jesus' last words to his disciples in the first century and in the 21st century is an invitation to stay connected. If there's ever a time where we need not only to be connected to God, but be connected one to another, it is today. And I will explain as Jesus shared with his disciples in John chapter 15, the words that we will be studying this morning. But before we do that, I'm just going to pray with you, asking the Holy Spirit to guide our study. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you at this moment, thanking you for the Sabbath day, thanking you for the opportunity to open your word and to study it. And may the message that we hear from your word transform us, change us, so that we could be connected to you and we can be connected to each other. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Jesus spoke words that impacted his disciples. And he also used illustrations. And one of the illustrations that we find in Scripture is found in John chapter 15. And it's the illustration of a vineyard. And basically, Jesus presents himself. And I'm going to see if I can go to the next slide. I'm actually doing it right. There we go. Thank you, Isai. Saying, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. I am what? The true vine. Does that mean there are false vines? Does it mean that there are vines that pretend to be a vine? Vines that don't produce any fruit? Jesus says, I am the true vine. I am the faithful vine. And I want true branches. I want faithful branches that can produce fruit. Now I'll go for the next slide. Abundant fruit. My mom moved down to Chico, California. She moved down from Portland, Oregon. And you might think, Chico? Who wants to live in Chico, especially in the summertime where it's 105 right now, I believe. And it goes down to 95 at nighttime. It's very hot. But my sister lives there. Their grandchildren live there. So my dad and mom decided to move to Chico. And my mom loves to work outdoors. She loves to plant things. She loves to see beautiful flowers grow. And she has fruit trees. And she has all sorts of things growing. And as she was cleaning out some of her trees, she found a vine. A false vine. Now I'm going to go to the next picture, Isai. Thank you. Does anybody recognize this? poison ivy. And this is poison oak. Vines that don't produce any fruit. My mom accidentally removed some of this poison oak. She said her eyes started to itch. And all of a sudden, her face started to swell up. And her eyes, she said they were closed up. To find relief, she would get ice cubes, try to put it on the skin where it was burning, itching. She didn't know how to take this away. She even got a shot because it was so bad. She couldn't sleep at night. So Jesus says, I am the true vine. Amen? And my Father is the husbandman, the vine dresser. My Father is the one who takes care of us. Amen? My Father is the one who wants to see you prosper. Amen? My Father is the one who's watching so that we can produce abundant fruit. I know this is a passage we have heard. And we know how to produce fruit. Amen? The passage tells us clearly, how is it that you and I can produce fruit? So if you go there with me to John chapter 15, we're going to look at this passage once again. And by God's grace, understand why it is important for us to stay connected. Verse 2 tells us, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Do you want to bear more fruit? I want to bear more fruit. I can remember the first time my mom asked me to prune an avocado tree. Avocado tree. The avocado tree had grown up to about that high. And when I pruned it, I was probably about this high. I was about 13 years old. And it had branches. It had leaves. But then there was this cold spell in the middle of the winter. And all the leaves fell. And all the little branches fell as well. And there was this long stick, basically standing without anything. And I asked my mom, Mom, how far do you want me to prune it? And she said, as far down as you can go. Are you sure, Mom? I said, yes. So I went as far down as I could go. I just left a little bit of piece sticking out of the ground. This little knife, I sawed it through. And the worst part was that then my mom said, okay, now you have to continue watering it. What? I thought that was going to take care of the avocado. That was one less plant I had to water. She said, no, continue watering it. So every week, my duty was to water all the plants, including that little stub. So there I was, watering it. Months went by. Spring came along, and all of a sudden I started seeing these little branches, slowly but surely, growing. We had had that avocado tree, I think, for 5 years. I had never seen an avocado. But my mom was, you need to water the avocado tree. Okay, so I obeyed. We left that home and that place. And I never got to see one avocado. But God is good, amen? He's very good. My grandma got to live there the following year. Grandma and grandpa, They moved from Florida. They moved all their belongings. And we moved all our belongings to California. And my grandma told me that she kept watering that avocado tree. And that year they had 100 avocados. She said, I counted them. Now I can imagine it wasn't a very big tree, so I must have been small little avocados. But she said there was an amazing production of avocados. Pruning. For those of you who know about agriculture, it helps the branches not only produce more fruit, but better quality fruit. Isn't it so? They're sweeter. The branches are stronger. And the vine dresser, the husbandman, he comes and he searches and looks at the branches and see which ones are healthy, producing, which ones are not healthy. And maybe because of that, carry disease, and he comes and has to pull away, take it away so that the vine can continue on producing much fruit. Verse 3, Jesus tells his disciples, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. The disciples were probably asking the question, does that mean we need to be pruned? Is there something that needs to be cleansed? They were worried, and Jesus said, don't worry, my word has brought cleansing into your life. My word. And not just Jesus' word. Do we remember what happened in chapter 13? What did Jesus do besides just speaking beautiful words? He washed their feet. He humbled himself. He became a servant. He served them. And their hearts were prepared to receive these last words found in John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. They were ready to understand the message that Jesus wanted them to hear. Jesus spoke to them, verse 4, abide in me. Stay connected. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. How do we stay connected, brothers and sisters, with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit? How do we stay connected? By coming to church? Yes. By studying His Word? Amen. By praying? Yes. Simple instructions of how we can stay connected with God and how we can abide in Him. Verse 5 tells us, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing, Sierra. Nothing. Not even 5%? Nothing. We can do nothing unless we stay connected to the vine. And Jesus is inviting his disciples, saying, do not disconnect. Brothers and sisters, is it easy to disconnect? It's so easy to disconnect. To get distracted with the things of this world, with the worries that we carry, with the burdens. And this is why Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let's stay connected. My yoke is easy, amen? And my burden is light. Let's stay connected. Jesus continues on telling his disciples, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Were your prayers answered this week, brothers and sisters? Yes? If they were, praise the Lord. Amen? We can share the blessings that we have received by staying connected. And Jesus tells his disciples, they will know that ye are my disciples when you bear much fruit. Connected. I'm going to ask you, Saeed, to go to the next slide. But our faith must center in Jesus Christ, looking unto him, clinging to his strength as sufficient for every emergency. Sufficient for how many emergencies? For every emergency. Our heart joins his heart. Our life is knit by hidden links to his life. And because he lives, we shall live also. And she continues saying, this is practical religion, for we are to be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. No one of us can be safe, save as we join the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten by us. Important to stay connected? Very important to stay connected. But Jesus doesn't stop there. Because I believe Jesus wants us not only to be connected to him, but for us to be connected to one another. So I ask the question, do you feel that you are connected to those around you? Amen? I heard a little amen. Amen. This is why I share this. Yesterday I was at Costco. And I was getting some things for today. And I was around at least 200 to 300 people that were walking in, walking out. I looked all around me. And did you know how many people I recognized? No one. I smiled at some of them. I said maybe even hello or excuse me. But I didn't recognize anybody. And I felt disconnected. And I believe that many times, or most of the time, people don't leave the church because of doctrine. People don't leave the church even because somebody said something that they didn't like. But most people leave the church because they feel disconnected. I come, I don't know anyone, and no one knows me. In fact, I walk into this place and I leave, and just like Costco, nobody even knows I was there. Except for the cashier, yes? She knows, or he knows I was there. And can it be that God's people in the 21st century, just like in the first century, need to be connected to one another? If Jesus used this metaphor of the grape, the vine, the branches being connected to one another, could there be some significance for us as a church and why it is of importance for us to be connected with each other? If I ask the question, do you know the person who is behind you or in front of you? Do you know them? Some of you might not know. Is there something we can do to know them? What can we do? And share with me. Be practical here. How can we connect with one another? By visiting with them. Is it okay to visit in church? Amen. We have something called fellowship lunch. Amen? Amen? Please come to fellowship lunch. It's an opportunity to fellowship. Amen? Amen? What's another way of getting to know each other? Practically speaking. Communicating. So calling someone maybe that we don't see here today. Say, hey, we missed you. Thank you. Communicating. What's another way we can connect with the people that are coming to this location? Prayer. We can pray for them. We can find out what are their needs and say, I will be praying for you. Amen.
I'm a visitor and I will introduce myself.
Amen. You're a visitor and you introduce yourself. So can we members introduce ourselves to our visitors too?
Amen.
Amen. We can do that. We can say, hi, my name is, what's your name? And we can connect. Right now we have nominating committee. And we have many ministries. And some of you will be receiving a call asking you to serve. Is that another place where we can connect? Amen. Another place where we can connect. We have Vespers. Amen, Solomon. Our youth, twice a month, they meet. And last night we met at Solomon's place. Thank you. About 14, 15 were there. And we were able to share, connect. If you looked in the back of your bulletin, you saw all these small groups that take place. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday. You are invited to join one of these and connect. Is it important to connect, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
It's very important that we connect. If we are not connected to the vine, if we are not connected to each other, we have no chance. It's a life or death issue. Our foe is powerful. But Jesus is even more powerful. Amen?
Amen?
Let's look at our next slide. Thank you, Jeffrey. Nothing can be more helpless and yet more invincible than the soul that feels its nothingness and relies wholly upon the merits of a crucified and risen Savior. God would send every angel in heaven to the aid of the one who places his whole dependence on Christ rather than allow him to be overcome. Amen?
Amen.
We understand that we depend wholly on Christ. But we still need each other. Amen? We need to stay connected to one another so that we can encourage one another. And I'm going to go a step further. How many of you know someone at the Murrieta SDA Church? Can I see your hands? Amen. How many of you know someone at the Escondido SDA Church? Amen. How many of you know someone at the Valley Center SDA Church? Amen. very important. It's in these times where we need to encourage one another. First of all, to stay connected, depend on Jesus, amen? But also stay connected with one another. So how? How does Jesus say we can stay connected with one another? Verse 9, I believe, has the answer to this question. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. How do we stay connected, brothers and sisters? By abiding in God's love. And we abide in God's love by keeping his commandments. Are his commandments good? They are good. Someone who follows the commandments of God is a safe person to be around. Amen? Amen? Someone who breaks the commandments of God is not a safe person to be around. But praise God, he can change us from being unsafe to being safe. Amen?
Amen?
And Jesus tells his disciples, abide in my love. Keep my commandments. It will help you stay connected, not only to the vine, but also to the other branches. Jesus says one more thing. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. Does it help to have joy in one's life? Yes? We all go through difficult moments, and there are moments where we are sad. Yes? And there are moments where we are even discouraged. Yes? But praise God that even in the most difficult of times, Jesus not only brings hope, but he can also bring joy. Amen? He can bring joy. Does it help people who have joy to be connected to others? Amen? Do you know of someone who had a lot of joy here at our church not too long ago? Every time he saw you, he smiled in. Yes? People were attracted, amen? People could connect, amen? And that kind of joy, brothers and sisters, comes from one source, amen? That's Jesus. And it's a kind of joy, if you look in your Bibles, that Jesus says, and that your joy may be 50%. No, that your joy may be 99%. That your joy may be full, complete. Not like the world that says, you can have fun for this much, but then you're going to pay this much, and then the rest is suffer, pain, shame. No, Jesus' joy is full. In fact, Jesus' joy is everlasting. Amen? That's what he promises. It's a joy that will last forever. Was a high price paid for it? An incredible high price was paid for that for us. But praise God, he also is willing to put this in each one of us. Verse 12 tells us, this is my commandment. And I believe this is the third point that can help us connect with one another. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. How did Jesus love us, brothers and sisters? Did he come to be served or did he come to serve? He came to serve. You see, Samuel's kind of love is me first and then you. Or me first and then me again. That's my love. But God's love, it's you first. And still you first. And then me. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus says, you are my friends. If you do whatever I command you, no longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Is that the kind of fruit that we can bear, brothers and sisters? Is it easy? Pastor Sam, if you knew my neighbor. My neighbor loves to play games on his, what is this called? One of those video games, yes? He has surround sound in his. I get to hear all the. Sometimes at 9, sometimes at 10. I'm invited to love my neighbor, amen? As myself. My neighbor upstairs, he loves to play his guitar. Electric guitar, too. Sometimes at 10. Am I invited to love my neighbor? Amen. And that's something only God can put in our hearts. Yes? And love means to be patient. Yes? Love means to be kind. Love means to be faithful. Love means to be meek. Is it important to be connected? It's important to be connected. In fact, some of you here might have some really good connections. And having connections in our world gets things done. Yes? You have the right connections and things happen. You don't have the right connections and things don't happen. Same here. We need to be connected to Jesus. We need to be connected with one another. I'm going to put the last slide, and it's a two-part. Come out from among them and be separate, says God, and I will receive you. And ye shall be sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty. What a promise is this. It is a pledge to you that you shall become members of the royal family, heirs of the heavenly kingdom. If a person is honored by or becomes connected with any of the monarchs of earth, how it goes the rounds of the periodicals of the day and excites the envy of those who do not think themselves so fortunate. But there is one who is king over all, the monarch of the universe, the originator of every good thing. And he says to us, I will make you my sons and daughters. I will unite you to myself. You shall become members of the royal family and children of the heavenly king. Amen? Do you want to be connected? I want to be connected. In fact, brothers and sisters, I'll share with you. I am tired of connecting and disconnecting. Connecting and disconnecting. Connecting and disconnecting. Is that your feeling too? Yes? It's convenient for me to be connected. Today I had too many trials. Let me disconnect. Do you want to produce fruit? Amen. Abundant fruit? I want to produce fruit, abundant fruit. The people will only see, but they will taste. They will enjoy. And they'll say, where can I have some more of that? And we can say, come. Come to the vine. Connect. And you will produce abundant fruit. And people, this world will know that we are his disciples. Amen. I would like to invite the congregation to stand as we sing our closing hymn, hymn number 5.